Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this National Home Modification?
Yeah, this is Randy with National Home Modification.
Hi, Randy. My name's Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. You're working with Soraya. How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Busy, to be honest. You're working with with Soraya here on the equipment financing. I just want to make sure I've got the correct person.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I wanted to go over and ask you a few questions. Did you already have the equipment picked out that you want, or are you still searching for that?
We just have kind of a price range of things we've been hunting for.
Okay.
We're planning on picking out the equipment based on whether or not we can get the funding in that price range.
Okay, so I've got some really nice news for you. I'll keep it short and simple. You're approved. You applied for 25, so we approved it for 25. If you ask me, you know, what do I think I could get you, and are you looking for anything higher than that?
I may be adding a second cargo van, but in the $6,000 to $7,000 range. So, I mean, we might be looking at, like, between 30 and 35 total,
okay.
But nothing more than that. It all depends on what we can find and how good the engines are running in these things.
Okay, and the owner of the business is Arlinda, correct?
Yes, please tell me her credit was not run, though.
I think they jumped the gun and approved the file already.
Because I had sent an email asking her credit to not be run until we figured out, like, a preliminary answer.
Okay, and I think they just jumped the gun. It's not Soraya's fault. They just automatically approved it, but there won't be any additional credit inquiries. I can tell you how the approval is structured. And just, you know, this loan's not going to, if credit's concerned, this loan's not going to go under personal credit. It's going to go only under business credit.
Right, but a personal credit, is it taking a soft hit or a hard inquiry?
It's a hard inquiry, but I think there's a vilification of that where people say, hey, your credit's been ran and your score's going to drop 50 points. To be frank, that's not true. What I tell people is the truth. The only reason that really harms credit is when someone takes it and applies for like 20 loans in 2 days. There's really, the effect is honestly quite minimal. But let me tell you about the approval so you got your information at your disposal, okay? So it's you apply for 25, you're approved for 25, we can go higher. It's a finance agreement. You can go 2 to 5 years. If you need more funding, I think we'd probably be comfortable up to between 50 to 100K. You obviously don't need that amount, but if you need something, if you find a piece of equipment that you love, it's a little more expensive, we can make that happen for you. The month payments are going to be monthly. And they're going to be fixed.
They're fixed. What's the interest rate?
So, what we can offer you is, we want to offer you, you know, you're an existing customer, give you a solid deal. So, are you trying to do this over a long term or a short term? What are your goals here? Or do you have a payment kind of goal in mind?
I would say 36 to 48 months.
Okay. All right.
On that amount, we're talking about vehicles and stuff.
Okay. And right now, is like what's going on with your business? Are you growing? Is it cash flow? What are the challenges?
Oh yeah, we're definitely. This is as far as the equipment goes, it's a growth factor because we can go and go ahead and flat out buy one vehicle now and not have to finance it. But I really don't want to let go of that money because we need it for the cash flow. You know, we've already got a couple of loans through you guys or through Bonjack or whatever, you know, whoever it is that gets the credit for the closing of the loan. But, you know, my stance is I'm not doing another, I do not want to do another capital investment loan with a daily extraction ever again. I will consider doing a long-term, conventional type loan to maybe refinance what we've got. Wrap in some equipment and also some money for growth. I would consider, $100K for that.
Okay.
But I really do not want to have her credit run anymore to determine whether or not we should get that approval until I understand that she's okay with it.
Okay, so let's go over the file and kind of a few things. So, working capital loans are not traditional. People mention that and they say, "Well, I want a traditional loan," and the amount of business owners that can qualify for a traditional loan right now, it's a moot point. The vast majority of business owners right now, we do credit lines. Well, what do you need to get a credit line? Well, you need perfect credit and you need collateral.
Yeah.
you know, you're going to give us your house, and we're going to, you know, you're going to give a lender your house. And so that's really not an appropriate process for many business owners. That's why a working capital loan often is a better fit. Although I will let you know, on some of our daily and weekly payment cash flow based loans, we've dropped our rates and we're doing longer terms. On the equipment based financing, you're going to have two payments due at signing, so you won't get a bill for your first and your last month. Now, obviously, it makes sense to, in my opinion, to do longer-term financing at cheaper costs, and so you can pay down other debt that's short-term. Do you currently have a working capital loan with us, or no?
We have one through OnDeck, which probably came from you guys. I don't.
Yeah, they're a partner.
OnDeck, and I don't know if you want them to stop doing this or not, but OnDeck contacts us upon renewal time anyway.
Oh, yeah, no, they're a partner of ours. They're a partner of ours. Yeah, they're the servicer. They're a good company. But, you know,
Matt Noble, I think, is who is our contact there. And Matt always contacts us when it's time for renewal.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I don't know. If there's a daily extract. See, the problem was, if you look at our current loan, I think our current loan was for $70,000 or $75,000, and it was done over I think it was done over 18 months, maybe a year. I'm not sure what the extraction rate is. Ray is going to be the better person to talk to about what that is, unless you can see it, what we've got going right now for what we have right now for capital loans.
Okay. I can see basics, but I mean, let me tell you about the equipment side. That's my role here. So if you want to do this as, you know, I would suggest a 5-year term, although there's no incentive either way. If you want to do this over a 4-year term, you're going to have a fixed monthly payment if you're doing $25,000 around $782. If you want to do this over, say, a 5-year term and stretch the payments out longer, it's going to be $655. You know, the transactions are always based on cash flow. Now, if you look at, you know, the payback, obviously, the longer you borrow, the more you're going to pay back. To answer your question, these rates are not like working capital rates because they're secured against equipment. So, obviously, the cost of capital is very, very low compared to a cash flow loan, which the rates are quite high because of the risk.
652 for 5 years on a $25,000 loan.
Let me just check those numbers. Give me one second. Yeah, if you stretched it out as long as 5 years, that your payback would come close to 40.
On 25,000.
Correct.
Woo! That's high.
What were you searching for?
My finance manager, I was looking at, thought that would be somewhere around $400 a month. I didn't think we were going to have. If it's a secured loan against equipment, I didn't think we would get hammered with a high interest rate like that. That's really high. Woo! 651 for
Hello.
5 years. Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello.
Hello.